is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Killer storm. Accused killer arrested. I'm Christopher Cruz. An 11-year-old boy in New York State has become the fifth person reported killed by trees downed in a fierce winter storm. The storm's been bringing relentless high winds, flooding, and snow to the East Coast since yesterday. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar is watching the storm closely this morning.
Winds. Now, this is going to be the longer of the concern because this is going to last well into the day Sunday.
The highest wind gust recorded so far has been 93 miles per hour in Barnstable, Massachusetts. Parts of New Jersey and eastern Pennsylvania got 10 inches of snow yesterday. A million people are without power this morning and thousands of flights have been canceled. James Eric Davis has been arrested. He's the 19-year-old Central Michigan University student suspected of killing his parents at a dormitory early yesterday morning and then running from campus. He was arrested without incident early this morning after he was seen on a train passing through the north end of campus shortly after midnight. Florida's governor has proclaimed February 14th Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Remembrance Day.
Governor Rick Scott issued the proclamation Friday afternoon to remember those lost in the massacre. Meanwhile, about two dozen high school students registered to vote at a rally organized in response to the school shooting. The 18 and 19-year-olds registered Friday in a Broward County park about 15 miles south of Stoneman Douglas. The event was organized by a Democratic gubernatorial candidate. I'm Bill Michaels.
China says President Trump's decision to impose tariffs on steel and aluminum will have a, quote, huge impact on the global trading order. And the police chief in Lumberton, Mississippi, has been suspended with pay after a video surfaced that apparently shows him smoking marijuana. On Facebook, Chief Shane Flint called it, quote, a huge mistake. He apologized and blamed his, quote, very vindictive wife. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hey, honey, what'd you do this morning?
I rescued a bear.
Wait, what?
I donated to International Animal Rescue.
International Animal Rescue has saved hundreds of bears in India from abuse, helping to end the brutal dancing bear trade. But more bears still need our help. Just a few dollars will help International Animal Rescue save more suffering bears before it's too late.
What'd you do today?
Nothing as good as saving bears.
Donate now at internationalanimalrescue.com. That's internationalanimalrescue.com.
Experts on the Alabama coast this morning are examining what could be the remains of the last ship to bring slaves to the United States.
Officials in Mobile, Alabama, discussed efforts to determine whether pieces of a wooden ship found in the Mobile Tensaw Delta are those of the Clotilda. That ship was burned nearly 160 years ago after delivering captives from what is now the West African nation of Benin to Mobile in 1860. A reporter found ship remains embedded in a river bottom weeks ago during an unusually low tide, and experts say the wreck could be the Clotilda based on its location and construction methods. I'm John Stolness.
Police near St. Paul, Minnesota have arrested a 13-year-old boy and his parents after they found weapons and ammunition at their home in the town of Vatnais. The Ramsey County Sheriff's Office got a search warrant for the home after it received a report that the boy had threatened a fellow student. Investigators say they found a small arsenal. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1225. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1225. That's 800-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
Enjoy the sunshine this weekend with lots of sunshine on this Saturday. We'll see a high temperature of 54 degrees. Saturday night, look for starry skies and patchy frost, a low of 29. For your Sunday, look for another sunny day with a high of 57. Monday brings 60 degrees for the high with partly cloudy skies. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm so glad you're here. What a great Saturday. It's a little nippy outside, but it's going to be a beautiful day. If you're traveling down I-40, be careful. Eastbound I-40 near the Westtown Mall is starting to track into two lanes. So you just want to have a little extra time as traffic builds today. And then the westbound near I-40 is down to one lane. So again, just allow yourself a little extra time. But other than that, get out and enjoy yourself. We're going to have a spectacular weekend. And what better way to spend a weekend than looking at homes? I love that idea. And I know my guests do. I've got Janet and Dean Palumbi with me, and they are real estate experts from Realty Executives. Y'all have been selling real estate for a long time. I'm so glad to have you here. Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Let's talk about some of the things that we see in real estate today. One of them would be, I would say, a huge team of people. You know, I hear that and I think, oh, a huge team. That's probably good, maybe, but I don't really know what that means to me as a seller or a buyer.
Well, we are just a husband and wife team.
Oh, whoops.
That's okay. We're a little bit unique.
Well, why are we just husband and wife team, babe?
It's just a little bit different philosophy that we do. We are extremely accountable to our customers. And when you get Dean and Janet Palumbi, you get just Dean and Janet Palumbi. You always know it's going to be one of us.
Okay.
Or usually both of us. Most
right,
of the time.
Right.
Okay. And that's important. And I have heard occasionally when we're talking about big, huge teams that you think you're getting one person, but in reality, you're getting someone else. And I hate to see that because it sounds like you're getting him or her, and then all of a sudden you're not.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, and so I think that's interesting that you just have the husband and wife team and you work together on everything. Is that right?
Yep.
And that's how we've done it for 17 years of our career being licensed as agents, because we really believe that you've got to have that communication line and that trust factor. So that's what we're looking at.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I agree with that. I think communication and trust is huge in real estate, and maybe not as prominent as we'd like it to be occasionally.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about negotiations for buying and selling.
Okay. Negotiation is a huge factor in real estate today. With the inventory so low, we're seeing a lot of multiple contracts.
Mm.
And you have to be an extremely strong negotiator in order to win a home for your buyers right now.
Mm.
There's something that we like to do. You can talk about that, Dean.
Sure. I mean, it's great to be able to go and make an offer on a property, but your highest and best offer may not be what you lead with, and you think, well, they'll come back, we'll counter.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that opportunity to see them counter back, and buyers are very upset when they don't get a counter back. So the way to ensure that we have clauses that we built and perfected in our experience that escalate the contract automatically, and you win because you're going to be the highest bid.
What do you mean, escalate the contract automatically?
Well, let's just say you want to buy a house that's $400,000, okay, and you don't want to lose, so a full price offer would be probably what you'd do if you want that house. You really want that home. You'd have even pay a little more, but you know it has to appraise. Right. But you're wanting to buy the house for $390,000. So with us, you'd make that offer at $390,000, but you'd also say, I'm willing to beat any competing offer by X.
Oh, up to X?
Correct.
Oh, I like that.
And we do it in advance. So other offers come in on the same day, on the same Saturday, the house gets shown 10 times in a demanding market.
Right.
Well, by Sunday night, Monday morning, the seller's trying to make a decision.
Yeah.
So they go in with a pre-qualification letter saying, I'm ready, right. I'm willing, I'm able, earnest money. And they also have a proof that they're willing to go as high as they have to go. It's their highest and best offer.
Wow. Okay, so back up a little bit. Earnest money, is that important in the process of the offer? I mean, if I have a $400,000 house and I give you $1,000 earnest money, that doesn't sound like very much. How do I know that this buyer has the money to close?
That's what the pre-qualification letter is about,
right.
Because most people aren't paying cash.
Okay.
So they're not going to open and send you a copy of their bank account either.
Right. Fair enough, but is $1,000 enough?
It is.
Is it
did
really?
It used to be.
It
now,
didn't used to
it
be.
It didn't used to be. We're seeing $500 now. It doesn't seem to matter as much as it used to.
And it doesn't matter at the negotiating table either?
Why doesn't it matter? Because it's really hard to keep that deposit unless you as the seller don't perform.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So that's why. So that if they're not looking to get a few thousand dollars mm-hmm. if somebody flakes for some reason.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. So... Then your clause that you have, say, okay, so I go in at $390,000.
Mm-hmm.
I need an example for me and for the listeners.
Sure.
And I'm at the table, you're at the table for me,
mm-hmm.
and there's five deals on the table. All right. Some of them are full price and they're, you know, qualified buyers, but I'm at $390,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a buyer and I'm at $390,000. So tell me how that sounds to the buyer when you're negotiating. How do you do this?
Well, we just won a couple deals for several buyers just this month doing this. We only go up to a certain point.
According to the person that's buying says,
correct.
I'm only going to go to this point.
Because
okay.
a home can only appraise for so high,
right.
too.
And they've got to have the difference in cash.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Well, and they have to have proof that somebody has offered higher. We want that. We want to see that proof.
Okay.
You have to show us if you have a better offer. Sometimes with a first-time home buyer, we'll go in and take a home as is. We won't do an inspection sometimes. They'll have a friend or somebody come in and do it, but sometimes
wow.
we'll take a home as is, too,
that's
if we
brave.
Feel that it's a home. Yep, yep.
That's
there's
brave.
There's a lot of points that win you a home in this multiple offer environment that we're seeing right now.
Right.
Okay.
They come in, by the way, they inspect before they make the offer.
Right.
Well,
a rough
right,
house, I, you don't want them to, the seller doesn't want to take a deal and go through the home inspection process and then find out we don't have a deal after they've been off the market for 10 days
mm-hmm.
waiting for the home inspection process. So we're talking about a house that maybe it's 30 years old, hasn't been upgraded, hasn't had your service
yet. Okay. Okay.
And you know there's obvious plumbing problems, roofing problems, and the buyer is a first-time home buyer, but he wants to sweat equity in.
Okay.
Okay, so everyone else is trying to make this offer subject to the home inspection.
Right.
We help our buyer. Hey, if you really want your highest and best as is a big deal
mm-hmm.
for this particular
sure.
seller.
Sure. Absolutely, because they know that there's going to be a hit list on
correct.
When their
mm-hmm.
home is inspected.
Correct.
That's interesting. That's interesting. I like the way you position people to be able to buy at the best price and yet decide how they want to buy. Do
correct.
I want to buy because I've got a lot of skills or my family does and I can do sweat equity? Or do I have to have a home that's pristine because I don't want to deal with that for
right.
whatever reason?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Interesting. Very interesting. All right. So you are always negotiating in multiple situations. What happens if you're at the table and you have a full price offer and there are two or three other full price offers? What do we look at?
We look at who's doing the loan.
Oh, interesting.
We call up and find out who's done a good loan in the past. We talk to the lender and say, I see the pre-qualification letter. Let's talk a little more about this. I know you've pulled their credit, but have you verified their employment? Have you verified this buyer so that we are going to give our seller the best advice?
So now you're doing this at the negotiating table?
Before our seller accepts an offer, if there's multiple offers, we're going to call each of the lenders and find out for ourselves.
Really?
How far into the process are you with these folks? Have they made full application yet?
Right. So the one that has made full application has a higher...
closing rate.
Okay, higher closing rate. Mm-hmm. And do you insist on your buyers doing that when you're
on occasion
selling?
Yes. In a demanding market, we tell them you need to go in, you need to get pre-approved. We need to know with our lender where you stand. We will talk to the lender and say, I know you can't tell us everything,
right,
but tell me what I need to know.
Right.
And if they don't tell us what we need to know, we'll ask specifics.
Okay.
You know,
really and important. At that time, even though they've applied at one place, if the rate's better somewhere else after the offer happens, they can still shop,
they can.
Right?
They can.
Okay. See, I think that's important, too, because I think a lot of times when I first started buying homes, I didn't realize that I could shop anywhere I wanted to for a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do think that might affect your credit, so you want to be a little careful.
Yep. Yep.
But if you have two or three opportunities, is that a bad thing to do, to go to two or three different places?
We just had this happen.
I think it's an important question.
Well, it's an important question, but the problem is, like every other opportunity, you're going to hear from another lender what you want to hear. So if I call you up and say, well, can you do a no-doc loan? Yes. Oh, good. Let's talk about it. Let's have you pull my credit. Now they're doing this thing mm-hmm. to the credit. It's really good to work with a trusted, reliable source. Especially when it comes to lending. Too much shopping can do more harm than you can imagine. Yes. You're too confused.
Yes. True, reliable source. Janet and Dean Palumbi. And we are going to be back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
I feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard working man.
For a little afternoon delight?
Ooh.
We've got you covered. Halloran Hilton Hill weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1225. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1225. That's 800-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
Hi, Dawn Steimer here, Master Remodelers and host of Around the House on News Talk. If you're looking for an organized company to build your masterpiece, whether it's a kitchen, bath, or addition, call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416. Quote, I wouldn't change a thing, end quote. If you're considering a new kitchen, bath, addition, or combination thereof, our designs and building systems will guide you from design to completion. Our shopping service and attention to detail will make the process painless. Master Remodelers, 458-0416.
The grocery store, work, taking the kids to school. Your family makes thousands of stops each year, and with each stop, you're counting on your tire's grip to stop you safely. So make Matlock Tire your next stop. Let their experts make sure you have the tires that are up to the task, like the new Michelin Premier All-Season Tire, which has excellent gripping power on wet roads, even when worn. So stop by Matlock Tire today and make every stop count.
Go with the extra mile.
In Farragut, Maryville, Lenore City, and Athens.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Wow. It's been an interesting conversation already this morning with Janet and Dean Palumbi from Realty Executives. It's easy to get a hold of those guys. You can call them at 865-317-3765. 317-3765. And we're going to talk about how to hire a realtor as we go through this process. And I think you're going to find that there's some interesting ideas that Janet and Dean have for that. I was really surprised when I was talking to them about it. All right. The other thing that we didn't cover, we talked about multiple offer situations, which is very, very possible right now, and how to deal with that. There's also something that I'm hearing a lot from realtors or people that are buying homes right now, and that is, oh, I don't have to worry about that because the buyer's going to pay my closing costs. And I kind of look at them like, what? Talk about that. What's going on with that? Is that really true?
It is, but some of that is lender driven. The first process in buying a home is going to a lender and getting pre-approved. And a lot of lenders out there start with, well, we'll just make sure that the seller pays for your closing costs. So they do come in with a little bit of a misconception that that's Yikes. Just automatically going to happen.
Right. Yeah.
But the problem with that is a home can only appraise so high.
Mm-hmm.
And they assume that when they go to purchase a home, we'll just escalate the price.
Right.
Well, that's not always the smartest thing.
No, because in the school I came from, if you're buying a $400,000 house and you go in and offer $400,000 and the seller says, okay, I'll pay your closing costs, but now I want $410,000. It better appraise for $410,000,
right.
Or somebody's
right.
going to have to make up the dollars.
That's the difference.
That's
right.
Okay, so now let's just say we're in that position. We've come in. The appraisal is at $402,000. All right. We've got an $8,000 deficiency here.
Yep.
What happens?
Well, one of three things can happen. One, the seller can say, I'm not dropping my price, so you've got to come up with the funds.
Right.
Okay. The buyer can say, I don't have the funds and you're not willing. So the contract says there's a financing contingency and an appraisal contingency. The deal falls apart because the buyer can walk.
Right.
Now the buyer's already spent $350 on average for a home inspection.
Mm-hmm.
They spend $500 to get this appraisal with their lender up
Ooh.
Front. So the buyer's got a vested interest in not walking.
Right.
Seller has been off the market for 2 weeks. That's putting a real black eye on their listing. It doesn't look well for them either.
Right.
So what happened here? Janet and I avoid that. Again, we're smart. We put clauses in place up front. In the event of a low appraisal, this is what's going to happen.
Mm.
And buyer and seller agree in advance.
Ooh, okay. So tell me what that might look like in this scenario.
Okay, so that $400,000 house, we put the offer in for $410,000,
mm-hmm.
and the seller says, sure, at $410,000, I'll pay $10,000 for the closing cost. Mm-hmm. And one of the clauses in the upfront contract that both people agree to when we do this is, in the event of a low appraisal, there will be a deficiency no more than $5,000. And in the event that there is a $5,000 deficiency, both parties will make up the difference equally.
So $2,500.
Yes. From me as the buyer and $2,500 for you as the seller. And that's how we get it done in advance. Because we have those low appraisals set.
Sure.
Appraisals for $405,000. We're all still friends. The deal's together. And we already know the marching orders. It's not renegotiating.
So what if it's $402,000 and I've got an $8,000 discrepancy? I agreed to five and I'd split. What happens at eight?
That's why we tell our buyer, make it your highest and best
offer.
Because if not, you're going to leave the deal and the vested interest of your home inspection and your appraisal. So we make sure our buyer is educated.
Hmm.
Why don't you give it an $8,000 deficiency and see if the seller is willing to split with you? If you're fearful, right?
Right.
So before we make this offer, one of the things we do is educate our buyer with the comps.
Right. I was just going to say, right. This is going to be an educational process because if I'm a first-time buyer, I got to tell you that it makes sense to me because I understand probably I've had a few, you know, homes in my life.
Right.
But if I'm a first-time buyer, it sounds like bait and switch. It's like, what are they doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, to me, it would make me afraid. Right. So you would have to spend some time educating
yes.
your buyers.
Where do we start, Janet?
At
Panera's or someplace like
okay.
that.
So you don't start looking at houses right away. You sit down and
yes.
do some education.
Yes.
See,
yes.
I think that's a big deal. I think that is lacking because as a realtor, and this was ages ago, the first thing I was told to do is get that buyer looking at houses. Well, that's fine, except if they can't qualify or they don't understand what's going on.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow. So is Realty Executives, is this a system for Realty Executives, or is this exclusive to Dean and Janet Palumbi?
This is the Palumbi team.
Yes.
Okay.
This is 17 years of experience and learning that you can't just sell homes.
Right.
You have to do a whole lot of other things when you're a realtor.
Like home inspections.
Well, and we are at we are at every home inspection.
Really?
Yes. We go to every home inspection.
Why is that?
Dean was up on a roof last week.
Oh, I don't like that.
Well,
for you.
You know, when you're on your way somewhere and the house is built in 2010 and you get a message that says this house needs a roof from the home inspector, and we are representing the buyer, and we fought to win the house in a multiple bid situation, mm-hmm. we don't want our buyer to buy a house that needs a roof.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it needs some corrections on a bad roof that was installed incorrectly, like flashing in three or four points where the garage roofing meets the, you know, primary house or over the
always
laundry room.
The flashing.
It always is.
Well, almost always.
Well, it wasn't. The shingles were great. They weren't damaged by the hailstorm.
It's the flashing.
But it was really bad.
Well, and what was really bad was I find a lot that in that hailstorm, the insurance paid for new flashing, but the roofers did not do it.
Amen.
You can go up there and see they might have covered the old flashing with counter flashing, but they did not redo the flashing. And I have two clients right now that are, you know, I'm sending my best roofer out there because it is difficult to get at it without tearing a bunch of things off.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so you attend for roofing, for plumbing, and do you do that because you want the home inspector? Well, I mean, if you start telling a home inspector what to look at, they're going to get mad. So, knowing a few home inspectors, so you're there as an advocate for the buyer?
It's called knowledge. Okay. We have to know what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting home and not being a part of the process, I don't know what I know when I go up in the garage, pull down the stairs with the home inspector and see sunlight coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know there's a legitimate problem and I need my buyer to understand we have to make this a legitimate problem for the seller.
Mm-hmm.
And then the seller says, oh, it is a legitimate problem. You really understand what's wrong.
Okay. So narrowing the focus on just you needed a roof to the other thing is you see light and it might just be a ridge vent. You know, I mean, I'd hate to see a home inspector that didn't know what a ridge vent was,
Amen.
But it's happened.
No, home inspectors aren't the ones. It's really about the seller saying, I was going to get $400,000 for my house. I don't want to spend, and they don't need to spend $14,000. They need to spend about $2,000 to fix this wrong problem with a good roof.
Ah, okay. Okay, so you're talking to the buyer and the seller about what's really going on, and you really have to know what you're doing in order to alleviate the fears of the buyer and really the fears of the seller.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody gets nervous when we start talking about roofing and roofing leaks. That is never a pretty thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you negotiate the repairs after the inspections.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I'm sorry, I'm doing a lot of yakking.
It's okay.
Here.
He handles inspections.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, we do have two very unique sets of gifts. So Janet's amazing at finding houses and showing houses and seeing the value in the remodeled home and the colors. I'm colorblind, so I can't help you.
Okay?
It takes two of us to make one excellent racehorse, but I'm on that side. So when I get to the point where we have a home inspection that's 14 pages long and there's a summary page that lasts about 4 or 5 pages of things that are normally not, you could use some attention there if the house is 15 years old. That's great. But they're normal wear and tear. What's warranted to be fixed is something that doesn't function as it was designed. Does the roof leak? Does the stove not get hot? Is the refrigerator not getting cold? And that's part of the deal in this particular one. Is the HVAC cooling, but it's not heating? What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
So I get in and make sure that's all accounted for correctly, that the buyer knows exactly what we're going to fix out of this litany of 14 pages of things. Make sure the buyer understands these are normal, these aren't normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come with an amendment. And then the selling agent, if it is someone other than our listing, which we do sell our own listings as part of our promotion of what we do, but that particular seller needs to be educated. So we put pictures of the pages that are important along with this amendment, saying here's where the deficiencies are.
Mm-hmm.
I've offered and actually gone to the home and said to the listing agent and seller, I'll come by and show you what the home inspector found. Mm-hmm. I can point it out because I was there.
Sure.
Big difference.
Oh, sure, because you have firsthand information.
Right.
Ah, I like this. Wow. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. I know you have questions, and the Palumbi team is in the house. We'll be right back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Want to do something wild for breakfast, brunch, or lunch? Wild Eggs is cracking and serving a delicious upscale experience. People are raving about Wild Eggs. Chef-inspired menus, amazing choices like sweet home apple bourbon crepes or surfer girl omelet. Everything's made from scratch and there's a full bar. Locally owned and operated with a dog-friendly patio. And Wild Eggs is an excellent choice for catering with competitive pricing for delivery and setup. So stop in and get wild at Wild Eggs on Kingston Pike in Western Plaza.
March on down to Hammer Stores this month for a store full of March bargains. The Beach Party Bargain Day sale continues with a host of all new spring things. Plus, several very special purchases offer money-saving opportunities. Save on a trailer load sale of famous brand outdoor lounge and chair cushions for pool or patio priced at $9.95 to $19.95 at Hammer's. Check out a warehouse buyout of Ladies' Famous Label spring sportswear separates from a popular mall specialty shop chain. Choose from many one-of-a-kind items at $6.88 each piece. The new spring faux silk flowers are in, and their prices are perfect. The new beach party items include ladies swim separates at $4.88 each piece. New Famous Label swimwear priced $9.88 to $24.95. Save on a special buyout of popular brand sunglasses at $1.88 each. Other big deals include men's cargo shorts, Famous brand golf shirts, fishing shirts and shorts, pocket tees and more. This is one of the best spring sales in the 76 years of Hammer Stores, Halls, Clinton, Sevierville, and New Tazewell.
Hello, my name is Jeff Lawrence, worship pastor at First Baptist Concord in Farragut, Tennessee. I would like to invite you to join Concord Worship for a live CD and DVD recording of our latest project titled Wonderful Grace. We'll feature new modern versions of worship hymns. So come, be our guest on Saturday, March 3rd at 6:30 p.m. or Sunday, March 4th at 9 and 10:45 a.m. For more information, visit our website at fbconcord.org.
Enjoy this beautiful weekend with lots of sunshine across the board. We'll see a high temperature of 54 degrees on your Saturday. Saturday night, look for starry skies, patchy frost, and a low temperature of 29 degrees. For your Sunday, expect another sunny day with a high of 57. On Monday, up to 60 degrees with partly sunny skies. For the Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Good morning, good Saturday morning. Glad you're here with us. This is Around the House, and we have Janet and Dean Palumbi here with us this morning, live in studio. They are a Realty Executives team of two. And believe it or not, these guys are dynamite. I am hearing things I've never heard from a realtor before, off air and on air. And I want to take a call before we get too far into our next topic. We have Bob on the line, and he has a question for us. Let's see if I can get him on. Well, let's try it again. There we go. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Around the House.
Well, thank you. Recently had a piece of property in North Carolina, 10 acres on a log cabin. The cabin was not a shotgun shack, but it needed a lot of upgrades. I struck a deal verbally with the buyer, and then because I was out of state, I decided I better use a seller's agent. Well, in the process, this buyer ended up getting a California lender to lend money. A friend of mine is a contractor. We did there was a back porch that was not on the house, a little landing and stairway. It was torn off because of degrading. The door was barred up where you could open the door, but you couldn't fall out. It was cross braced and a 2x4 screwed to the frame. The lender said you had to have
egress.
A stairway on egress. You had to have, they requested that you had to have a stairway and a landing. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, the deal was we did as is where it sits. And he says, well, I got to have this done in order to get the money.
Mm-hmm.
My question was, at what point do I, and he had already sunk a ton of money in things to get, you know, to get it approved.
The buyer did?
Yes.
Okay.
And I could have probably held firm, but at the price, I did the work myself,
mm-hmm.
knowing that as soon as he bought the house, he was going to rip everything out and start over again.
Yeah.
At his discretion.
Yeah.
My question is, when do you just say, the hell with it, I'm gonna stand firm, either take it as it is, or we'll go to another buyer?
Mm-hmm. Good question.
Good morning, Bob. I'd like to answer this for him.
Yeah, good morning, Bob.
And only, you know, the best medicine is an ounce of prevention. A good contract will solve these problems on the front side, so it won't be a pain in your backside when a lender comes to look at the house. So you sold it as is, but better language would say the buyer agrees to purchase as is, and in the event there are repairs needed, the buyer agrees in advance to make those repairs at his own expense, since
Ooh.
I am willing to take your rock-bottom offer.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one that needs to borrow money, not me as the seller, so why do I forbear the expense and this trauma? I can move on if I want to, and that's what it also says. If the buyer elects to leave the contract if the appraiser looks at this, he'll have to do that within a 10-day period. If he fails to do so, he's obligated.
Mm.
So basically what you're saying is you very specifically state what you want or will or won't accept.
You know what's coming at you. You knew it. You knew this house was, like you said, it wasn't horrible, but it had issues. So why not get those dealt with on the front side?
In the offer.
Mm-hmm.
In the offer. Yeah.
I love that.
Okay. At this point, I just said, well, for the cost of doing the business, we erected everything, took down the bracing on the door, which at the same time, my contractor friend said this egress is secured in such a way that you can't get out of it. It's legal in the state of North Carolina.
Mm. Yeah, but got a California lender.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it very much. Yeah, just be very, very specific in intent and what you mm-hmm. want or will or won't accept.
Mm. Thank you for the call, Bob. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy your day. Wow. What a great question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. The Palumbi team, as you've just heard, fends off these situations right up front. And that's that 17 years of experience,
yes.
right? You've been
yes.
through this and you've been through that and you've been through everything in between. And so it has taught you a way to write a contract so that when you enter it, you're both serious. You're not looking for a way out. You're looking for a way to sell this home.
Correct.
I like that. I like that a lot. All right, so you attend home inspections. You negotiate repairs after the inspection, pending, you know, what needs to happen or what doesn't need to happen. And so we had a question off air about a situation where a family put a contract on a house, it was accepted, and between the contract and the move-in, the refrigerator went down. So, you know, what happens? Who pays that at that point? How does that work?
Well, prior to the house closing, the day of closing, there's a walkthrough. And we attend every walkthrough with our buyers.
You attend?
With the final walkthrough, yes.
Love that.
There's a form that needs to be signed off for a final walkthrough by all parties. And that day, prior to close, we have to make sure everything is in working order in the same order that it was when the original offer was made on the home.
Mm.
So that refrigerator has to be working that day. If it's not, then we don't close until we have
it's
an
fixed.
Agreement that it's fixed. Yes.
Or replaced.
If it fails the day after, then it is absolutely on the buyer.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now,
because
what
it was
happens,
working.
Okay, but it was working, but I don't know refrigerators, but what happens if you have this propped up somehow so that it, I mean, I wouldn't think of doing that because I think that's craziness, but if you prop it up, so to speak, or fix it so it's running for that day and you know it's going to fail in a few weeks, is that an issue or is that just not usually the case?
It comes down to a lot of buyer beware.
Okay.
So an appliance is an appliance is an appliance.
Okay.
We're going to make sure it works the day we did the home inspection. Yeah. Inspector puts it through its paces. A dishwasher one will run through every part of the cycle. While he starts, he hits that first, comes back after the inspection, and the dishes now are drying. So we know that it worked the day that we did the home inspection. So we're reasonably sure that everything's still working.
That crystal ball still not working, is it? Hmm.
Life doesn't come at you with surprises are going
to
happen.
Right. And you need to have that contingency within your budget when you're buying a home,
yes.
Especially a home that's been lived in before and has a little age on it. All right. What about if the appraisal comes in and there's repairs that have to happen because of the appraisal? What happens? Who pays for that?
Well, especially with a lot of the different loans that are out there nowadays, you're going to have FHA appraisals and they're going to call for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And up front, again, in the contract, when we write a contract, if it's going to be an FHA loan, if it's a seller, we let our sellers know that there's a possibility that an FHA appraisal is going to call for things like a railing to be added to a porch that, you know,
is 3 feet off the ground. Yeah.
Correct. And most, if a seller has a good realtor, that realtor is going to tell their seller, under certain loans, there's going to be things that are going to be called for, and you should keep some money aside because it traditionally is going to fall on the seller to make those repairs.
Right.
Okay. All right. So, wow, there's so many things that you have to know to really sell a home as a selling agent and as a buying agent. And I assume you're doing both.
Yes,
we are.
Depending.
We are realtors to do the whole job.
Yes.
The whole job.
Yes.
Okay. So if FHA says you have to put this railing on, let's just stay in that example, and the buyer says, well, it's been fine for 20 years. I mean, excuse me, the seller says it's been fine for 20 years, and now all of a sudden I have to put this railing on. I don't want to do that.
There's a couple ways to go about it. So first of all, the buyer needs to get a loan.
Right.
That's why we have an issue. After 20 years, now all of a sudden the porch is too high.
Right.
Right? Again, I tell you guys this. We write good contracts, contracts that close. We up front with our buyers say, if there's a deficiency due to the appraisal, the buyer we'll have this fixed by the seller. The seller agrees in advance to make repairs up to an additional $3,000 might be called for.
Okay.
We put a limit so that the seller doesn't freak.
Right.
If there are no repairs called, then no repairs will be done. But this is not part of the home inspection process.
Right.
This is after that's done because
the
appraisal comes in later.
Yeah. This is the bank.
That's how we take care of that.
This is the point of close or no close.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that you have these things figured out in advance. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows what could happen. And if it happens, everybody knows what their role is.
Yes. Yes.
That's
what their exposure
huge.
Is.
Well, okay. That's huge. All right. Let's talk about the next thing. And that is what I'm kind of hearing from you is that you don't just sell real estate.
No.
You really educate, you change people's lives,
we
right?
We do change
Stole
people's
our line,
lives.
Dawn.
I'm sorry.
We change people's lives.
Now, how do you do that?
Go ahead, Jen.
Well, you know, there's something called a FSBO out there. And a FSBO in our mind is not a smart thing to do because you need a good, strong real estate person that knows what they're doing, knows how to negotiate, has experienced so many of these things in our personal lives and in our career, and that can help you get things done. So much of a good real estate contract is like Dean's been talking about. It's in writing a good contract.
Yeah.
It's in knowing the things that can come at you in a real estate transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many things that can destroy a transaction just like that. And you need that experience to get it to happen.
What is a relocation expert? I hear that in advertising sometimes. What does that mean?
Well, there's a lot of belief that if you use a relocation expert, you're going to do better. If you're a buyer, especially if you're looking on the internet or trying to find an agent.
It's hard to move into a town and know where I want to live.
Right. So a relocation expert is someone that's done 450 transactions over a 17-year period, $55 million of sales. That's an expert, a relocation expert. Each one of those people relocated, didn't they? We sold their house or we put them in a house. That's a relocation expert.
Well,
it's not.
I don't think that's what they're talking about.
It's not
about.
An accreditation. It doesn't come from a book. But people look for this thing like it's some magical phrase. I've got to have a relocation expert.
We just had some friends move up here. They're moving here in April, and they were looking at four different locations. And we took them all around Knoxville.
Sure you
and
did.
They chose Knoxville. I'm a relocation expert.
I'm not sure that was really what I had in mind. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Final segment, call us, 656-8255. More coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Want to save money by consolidating your credit card debt and lowering your interest rates? What if you could combine your credit card balances into one low fixed monthly payment? Well, wait no longer. Get a credit card consolidation loan with a fixed interest rate as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. You could save thousands of dollars in interest, and loans range from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. You choose your funding date and get to see the interest rates before you apply. The application is 100% online and is a division of SunTrust Bank. Apply today and get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for my listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to LightStream.com/Bob. That's LightStream.com/B-O-B. LightStream.com/Bob.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans and same day funding.
This is Dawn Steimer from Master Remodelers. You've heard me on Around the House on Saturday mornings. Let Master Remodelers design, shop, build, and walk with you through every step towards your new kitchen or bath. Master Remodelers, 458-0416. 458-0416. At Master Remodelers, we listen. We want to hear your ideas, help you with design, and then systematically execute your project into a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. 458-0416.
As adults, we get so busy that we can sometimes overlook the little things in life that mean so much to our kids. Shoney's Knox County Schools and News Talk 98.7 are teaming up to make sure that kids know how super they really are. This month, we'll be honoring an official Shoney's Super Kid. The Super Kid will be picked up after school and taken to the WOKI studios for a live on-air interview with Haller and Hilton Hill. Afterwards, the Super Kid will be taken for some good old home cooking at Shoney's. Who will be the next Shoney's Super Kid? Keep listening to News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
When you feel the need to get it off your chest, we got you covered. State your case with George Korda, Sundays noon to 2 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You know, I love this show, and I love how much information comes at you. Sometimes it's a little too much information. So we have set up a podcast system on the NewsTalk987.com website. What happens is an hour or two after the show, Adam Litton, who is our awesome engineer today, will upload the podcast by topic for today and every other week that we do, so that if you want some information, you can pick that up by streaming the show through the website. So don't forget, you can check that later on today by topic, if you want to catch the Palumbi team that is with me right now, is Janet and Dean Palumbi. I love the website. It's called Make It a Palumbi. Make It a Palumbi.com. I love that. And you can see why when you're listening to this show today, whether you've been listening or you're going to pick up the podcast, you really want to do that because I love the contract options that you put in that cover everybody, the buyer, the seller, you guys. And there is, I've got to ask you this question. What is, hold on, 654. What is the 654?
654 is our exclusive that we've been using for a lot of years. Most real estate transactions, there's a 6% commission that's paid by the seller. We do 6% commission, and if we sell your home in 30 days, we drop it down to 5%.
Wow.
Because we feel that our marketing is not...
less expensive.
Very less, yes.
Right.
So we drop down to 5%. If at any time we sell the home ourselves, we drop it down to 4%. And
wow.
One other thing we do, the average commission to a buyer's agent nowadays is anywhere between 2 and 2.4%. We always offer 3% to the buyer's agent. No matter what the commission is, we always give 3% to the buyer's agent.
So even if you're getting 4%?
No, 4 would be just us in the transaction.
Oh, right, right,
getting,
right.
So if you're getting 5%,
okay.
3 goes out to the buyer's agent, and
okay.
We keep 2.
So you're not losing the other realtors. You're still holding them in interest in showing the home.
We're incentivizing them.
Yes.
80% of the listings that we find in the MLS offer 2.4%. Or less.
Really?
It's rare to find a commission of 3% to the buyer's agent. Our philosophy is, we're going to sell your house when people call on the phone, when they find our ways of marketing are excellent. But if we don't get the buyer directly, we've got 4,000 licensed agents in Knoxville, and then other licensed Tennesseans in Anderson County, in Sevier County, that come and sell our listings. We don't cheapen the offer. They all get 3% commission if they have a Tennessee license.
Right.
So we've got a lot more help coming our way.
Wow.
People are excited about selling our listings.
Yeah, I love this. I love this. I've never heard of this. This is exciting. I don't hear that very much. I've got Carol Lee on the phone, and I want to see what's up with her. Let's see if I can get this on. This button isn't working real well. Hold on just a second. There we go. Good morning, Carol Lee. Sorry about that. Welcome to Around the House.
Thank you. I have a piece of property that I'm interested in buying, and I'm just wondering if I go the way of owner financing, would that be a smart thing to do?
Owner financing.
Okay, Jan's going to throw that at me. I love financing and I love contracts. So you're back to my day to be the geek, right?
That's okay.
Pardon me. So owner financing is a very delicate thing. You need to have a good, written, hard contract done by an attorney. And what happens if you default? What happens if the owner defaults?
Mm.
There's a lot of delicacies there. Who's paying the taxes? Who's doing the maintenance? What about liens? What about title insurance? So I urge you to get in front of a real estate attorney, a very good one, and get some good advice about that situation. We sell houses. We don't sell money. But we know what a problem looks like, and it sounds like you get hurt quickly if you don't get some great legal advice.
Right.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
My first step would be to get a real estate agent and then
an attorney. A real estate attorney,
yeah.
For sure.
A real estate attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Right. About owner financing.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you,
Carol Lee. Enjoy your day. Wow. I love our listeners are so tuned in. She gets it. She understands. And that we had an expert in the house that could help her with that question. I thought that was super, super good advice. All right. And that takes me into FSBOs, for sale by owner, because I think I have purchased a home by an owner. And what happened to me was I was looking with a realtor. And I just happened to buy this house in the neighborhood I wanted to be in. And I went in and I fell in love with this house. So she asked me for a point or two. I don't remember. But she did it for a reduced price because she didn't have to do all the marketing and all that. But what happens with FSBOs today? It sounds like, ooh, there's a lot of loopholes that could happen. without the right realtor writing the contracts with all of these if this, then that.
Yeah, yeah. There are a lot of issues with for sale by owners on buyer and seller side. When you're selling your own home as a for sale by owner, there's a lot of things that aren't the smartest thing to do. I mean, you're letting people into your home. Mm. You're there by yourself sometimes. You don't have an expert helping you. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of your comps are coming from Zillow. Mm. The FSBOs go to Zillow and they think that that's what their home is worth, and Zillow changes daily what your home is worth. There's a lot of issues on the seller side and the buyer side that can be very complicated. It's kind of like if you're sick, you go to the doctor. If you're dealing with real estate, it's smart to go to a professional that mm-hmm. has experienced this and knows all these negotiation techniques and knows these problems you're going to run into.
Yeah, and I think you can spend and cost yourself a lot more money.
You can.
If you make a mistake. And I've got Bob on the line. He's got a question for us, too. There we go. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Around the House.
I'm getting ready to sell a piece of property I have that has a house on it. Half the house is a mobile home that was totally regutted and put on block foundation and a stick built, same size added onto it. It's obviously not a deluxe home, but it's obviously a very nice home. And we find out the realtors frown away from these, and they say the problem is banks don't want to finance such. So just, are there any ways to get around some of these issues, or are we just stuck with that?
Okay, I'll be glad to answer that for you, Bob.
Yeah.
Bob, the hard part about this is we mentioned how many homes we've sold. We've not done a mobile home yet for the exact reason you talk about.
Mm.
It's hard to get the financing. So it's almost, I don't know the age of the home, if it's got real value to it or not, but that's something you want someone who's experienced with selling a mobile home to meet with you, who's got a great track record of selling in your market.
Mm. Makes sense? I'm sorry, Bob. Thanks for calling.
How do we find such a person?
Who's done it in the past? Look in and talk to your neighbors, your friends, and find out who did it right.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Bob. Appreciate your call. I appreciate you, Janet and Dean, being here and being so transparent with the things that you do and the things you don't do. And I love what sets you apart because it felt like security to me. As a buyer or a seller, 17 years of experience, lots of deals, lots of ways to close loopholes to protect the buyer or the seller, and both of you, by the way, especially in today's market, I didn't realize there was that many options to take care of things. So if you want to talk to Janet or Dean, first of all, I want to thank both of you for being here.
Thank you.
Professional team, really, seriously a professional team. If you want to talk to Janet and Dean, because they work together, the direct line is 865-317-3765, 317-3765, or go to makeitapalumbuy.com. Wow, what a show. Don't go away. We've got another whole hour of some great information right in time for spring. We'll be back after this news break with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
You have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1225. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1225. That's 800-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
So you want to go camping in the great outdoors with just a tent flap between you and the bears and mosquitoes, then sleep on an underinflated air mattress in that hot, stuffy tent. Of course, you could experience the great outdoors with AC, running water, and a comfortable bed in a home away from home. Sounds like it's time to check out the RV rentals at your local Cruise America RV dealer. Call 766-0300 or stop by 2305 Hatcher behind Wright's Cafeteria off Middlebrook. Cruise America RV, your home away from home. Paid for by Melton Clark.
Connor? Connor!
Yeah, Mom?
What in the world are you doing?
I'm making a shelf for my toys.
You wouldn't let your kids play with adult tools, so why would you take them to an adult hospital? Children's Hospital is made just for kids, with doctors, staff, and a facility that exists specifically for kids. Why would you go anywhere else? Remember, it's not just a hospital, it's Children's Hospital. We get kids.
This is the News on Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Storm kills. Accused killer arrested. I'm Christopher Cruz. The killer storm that's been battering the East Coast since yesterday will move on out today, leaving behind floods, debris, and power outages. A million people are without power this morning in the Northeast. Correspondent Ryan Young.
Another issue is power outages. In Watertown, Massachusetts, high winds made power lines fall like dominoes.
Meteorologist Allison Chinchar says professionals like her call this storm a bomb cyclone.
Meteorologically speaking, it is a strong storm when the atmospheric pressure drops at least 24 millibars in 24 hours or less.
At least five people have died, including a six-year-old boy in Virginia who was killed when a tree fell on his home. The 19-year-old student suspected of killing his parents at a dormitory at Central Michigan University yesterday morning and then running from campus was arrested early this morning without incident. A state legislature still can't agree on a pay raise for teachers.
West Virginia schools were closed on Friday for a seventh straight class day from a teacher's strike. That's after the state Senate Republican majority refused for a second time to vote on legislation that would give educators a 5% pay raise. Teachers are protesting pay that's among the lowest in the nation and also say rising health care costs are crippling them. The Senate's 20-13 vote leaves the bill in the Finance Committee, which has begun drafting a budget for the next fiscal year. It had already passed the Republican-controlled House 98-1 on Wednesday. I'm John Stolness.
The Defense Department's top investigator has criticized the Pentagon's treatment of Army bomb-sniffing dogs. The inspector general says that after their service, some of the dogs were put in a kennel for almost a year without proper care and attention, and some of the dogs even had to be euthanized because of a lack of effort in finding people to adopt them. And the Dow closed down 71 points yesterday after being down almost 400 points during the trading day. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
The U.S. Cattlemen's Association is fighting what it calls fake meat.
Some say it tastes like the real thing, but it's actually a combination of plant-based ingredients and science. Companies like Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat are already making burgers without animals that they say isn't the typical veggie patty. The Cattlemen's Association wants the U.S. Department of Agriculture to make an official definition for the terms beef and meat, calling the labeling of fake meat products misleading. The ranching group says a product labeled beef should come from the flesh of cattle, meaning products like veggie burgers and tofurkey wouldn't make the grade. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Federal trappers in Oregon captured three cougars and killed them following attacks on livestock. The big cats were euthanized after people near the town of Monmouth complained that their goats and sheep were being attacked. The person who lives near where the cougars were put to death was allowed to keep the cat's meat, skull, and hide. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1225. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1225. That's 800-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
Enjoy the sunshine this weekend with lots of sunshine on this Saturday. We'll see a high temperature of 54 degrees. Saturday night, look for starry skies and patchy frost, a low of 29. For your Sunday, look for another sunny day with a high of 57. Monday brings 60 degrees for the high with partly cloudy skies. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm so glad you're here. We have had a great morning so far. Janet and Dean Palumbi joined me in the first hour from Realty Executives. Over 17 years of experience in the real estate market, they did a great job of explaining how they protect the buyers and the sellers from making some pretty expensive mistakes or possibly closing loopholes, just making sure that things are right when you go to the table, especially in today's market when you're going to the table with 5, 6, 10 offers. These guys know how to make this negotiation work for the benefit of all, really, so that the home sells and everybody gets what they want along the way. I love that. Their direct line is 865-317-3765, 317-3765. So big shout out to Janet and Dean for being with me first hour. This is another opportunity for you to get some great information from somebody I highly respect for his expertise in this area. I have known Michael Martin for quite a few years now, and he is very, very good at what he does, and he doesn't pretend to be something he's not. And I love that. Petrie Arbor Lawn and Landscape,
you bet,
is your company, and you are in charge of sales and marketing as a senior consultant. Where is Petrie located?
We're actually located on Air Base Road, right behind the airport. We've been out there for about 14 years
okay.
now. The company's 18 years old.
That's a well-kept secret, where your location is.
It is. Because
we just
of
don't
the arbor
drive
work.
By there.
Yeah, because of the arbor work we do, we need a lot of space. So it's,
okay.
it's on the backside. But we cover about 3 acres out there.
Okay. Well, I like that. I like that you have some diversity in what you do. And I kind of want to talk about that. Getting to know a landscape designer.
Yes.
What is a landscape designer?
Well, you know, a landscape designer is a little bit different than a landscape architect. Landscape architects really typically are doing larger layouts like neighborhoods and things like that. Designers concern themselves with the specific details of what's going to be done around your home, the living experiences that you want to have outside your home, and the outdoor sanctuary spaces that you're interested in. It's a designer that you'll talk to about bringing those things to life.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of times, and that's the same in my industry with remodeling, I don't always need an architect.
Right.
Sometimes I need a designer.
Absolutely.
Because we're not doing anything structural. we're doing things that enhance the space and we're changing it up, but we know we don't need that kind of expertise. And I love the architects I work with. They're great. And I use them almost weekly at this time of the year.
Right, exactly right.
But sometimes the designer is plenty of information for the people that are interested in making some changes.
So, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that just makes sense. So talk about... when you call a company the first time, should you tell them?
Yeah, a lot of companies, when they're contacted, you know, folks will, they'll come to us because they've been referred by a friend, or they'll see some advertising, be it newspapers or hear about us on the radio or what have you. And when you call the companies and a designer comes out and meets you for an initial consultation, one of the most important things I like to share with my clients is, be absolutely certain that they intently listen to everything you say.
That's a great idea.
It's, oftentimes when I meet clients originally for the first time and we're walking around and talking about the outdoor living areas and things like that that they want to create, one of the really interesting things is they'll stop about halfway through because I haven't said anything at all. And I'll look them dead in the eye and tell them, folks, I have a lot to say after nearly 40 years experience, but there really isn't anything more important than what you're telling me right now. So it's really important that a designer listens to the ideas that the client has before they speak.
Yes. And what do you do if someone says, I just want to hear your ideas?
Well, and that happens quite often, and we have a lot of them.
I know you do.
Yeah, we have a lot of questions for clients that approach us like that about things that they want and experiences they want to have. So,
but I do agree with you 100%, Michael, that listening is the key to getting the design the way the client wants it. I mean, they're going to live with this. And what more important thing, I had a client that wanted a memory garden and they wanted a waterfall and they wanted a deck and they wanted pavers. I thought, wow. And did not have enough budget.
Right.
When we got to that.
Right.
So that was a very important discussion too. On the first time when I come out, I listen to everything they have to say, get their ideas, maybe offer one or two of my own, and then talk about budget with them. And
yeah,
I think that's important.
It's critical. So I think that, you know, one of the most intense conversations that typically happen on initial consultations is the budget conversation. And
yeah.
It never takes terribly long for that to come up.
No.
But once it's brought up, it's always interesting to share with the client that as a professional, one of our jobs is to share with them openly and clearly what the correlation is between cost and their desires.
Oh, my goodness. It's huge. And there was a gentleman just yesterday, nice guy, nice family, but he wouldn't talk about budget with me.
Oh, my.
And he said, I have the money to pay for anything I want to do, but I want to know how much it's going to cost. And I thought, okay. The problem is we don't have a design yet.
Right.
We don't know what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. So when I gave him a ballpark price, he said, can you narrow it down? I said, yeah, when we get the design.
Absolutely correct.
Otherwise, I'm shooting at a target. I don't know where the target is. And believe it or not, it's important to share that number with whoever you're talking with that's a professional, because we will try to design within that budget if it's reasonable. So if you have, let's just say, a $50,000 budget, but you tell me you have a $40,000 budget. Well, guess what? The design will be different between 40 and 50 because, not that I want to spend all of your money, but I want to offer you something that is within the scope of what we talked about.
Yeah, absolutely. I think some of the points you just made are really, again, very key. Mm-hmm. It's just a demand of a professional, and sometimes we need to let our clients know that the taste and the budget don't match. Mm-hmm. There is nothing worse on the planet than having a beautiful thought process. And by the way, people are deeply impassioned about their sanctuaries outside.
Absolutely.
They're very, very connected to those. And they need to understand right up front if what they see in their mind and what their perception of what they're going to have in the end matches their budget. And as a professional, sometimes we need to let them know that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
I know through the design efforts, whether a client asks me to or not, when that design comes back, I always break that up into phases.
Mm.
We typically eat an elephant one bite at a time.
That's true.
Occasionally, we have a client who will say, you know, that's great. We love it. Let's go ahead and do all of it. But for the most part, most folks take an average of 5 years to fully develop their estate, and they do it one or two phases at a time.
I love that you offer it in stages. I get asked that question all the time. Is there a way I can stage this? Yes, if we're in different rooms. If we're in the same room, it's a little more difficult. You might have to spend a little more, or you might have to buy one or two things twice in different levels, if we have to do that.
That
makes sense to you?
It absolutely does.
Our businesses are parallel in so many ways because we're doing design and install and all of those things. And I really enjoy talking to you because I know that Petrie is a company that will stand behind what we're talking about. So we call for phase two, you have phase two. You already know what phase two is. So you're geared up and ready to go. It may be, if it's 2 years later, we might have to revisit the budget just to make sure, because things kind of go up and go down, and usually they go up.
What's really interesting in the landscaping world is the commodities that we use really don't fluctuate all that much.
Really?
So, you know, a pallet of sod right now costs about $30 more than it did 5 years ago.
Wow.
A ton of really nice flagstone is only about $50 more than it was 5 years ago. Wow. So what's really exciting is that a client can come back 2 and 3 years down the line on the same design and say, hey, we're ready to go on phase 6 and 7, and let's go ahead and recalculate it today's prices. And it's not like coming back with a figure that's
twice
30, 40. Yes, exactly right.
Nice.
So that's very, very important to clients.
Well, and what else that tells me is that you guys know your product
very well.
You know quantities, you know what's required, and it doesn't change from 1 year to the next. It's still, if it's phase two, it's still phase two. Right?
That's exactly right.
All right. And this is only phase one of our conversation with Michael and Petrie Arbor Lawn and Landscape. We'll return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
It's a rich man's world. A man like that is hard to find, but I can get him.
Waking up is hard to do. We've got you covered. Phil Williams, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Spring has sprung in Knoxville. Have you noticed the trees are all budded? People are out putting mulch down. I don't know what to do with my lawn. And oh, by the way, I don't know if I should be trimming my trees yet. And if I do, what do I use? Well, Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply can answer all of those questions. They can even give you a plan to get you through the entire growth season of your turf. How do I know that? Because John Gardner has managed many, many turfs on golf courses, and he sells to the professionals in the area. He actually writes plans for them. They collaborate together. Gee, I'm seeing this. What works for you? This is what I need. These guys handle this every single day. They are located in Bearden. They're open to the public, and they can supply you with all your home landscape, fertilizer, weed control, and seeding needs, and pre-emergent. Hello, pre-emergent. It's spring, and that needs to be done more than once. So go to where the professionals buy, Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Call them at 588-1993. They are the only Knox County full parts and service center for all your Toro needs. They're the authorized dealer in Knox County. 588-1993. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Come by where the professionals buy.
This time of year can be taxing, not governmental taxing. I'm talking about the quality of water in East Tennessee can be taxing on your skin, your hair, your health, and water heaters, humidifiers, and coffee makers. So take your tax return and fix your taxing water now. Hi, I'm David Brewster from AquaClear Water Systems, and right now you can get up to $200 off and up to 24 months no interest. So call 694-1725, 694-1725, or sign up at our website, aquaclearws.com, aquaclearws.com.
This is Dawn Steimer from Mastery Modelers. Let's take all of your ideas combined with our designer and 20 years in the building business to assure you of a masterpiece. Mastery Modelers, 458-0416, 458-0416. So you've decided to stay in your home and you want to feel ageless. Well, if you need a little help with designing your bathroom, maybe a zero threshold shower or a comfort height commode that still feels like a spa, from the best design to our shopping service to the final cleanup, Mastery Modelers, 458-0416. Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Man, you know, we push so much information at you as a listener that sometimes it's a little bit overwhelming. All you do is go to newstalk987.com. Give me an hour or so after the show, and Adam Litton will upload our podcast for the show by topic. And you can pick those up when you go to newstalk987.com. Click on weekend shows, and you'll find us around the house and all of the information you need to get things done around your house. It's going to be a beautiful day. Getting outside is something I'm really excited about. And Michael Martin is here from Petrie Arbor Lawn and Landscape. Wow. Arbor. Huh. What does that mean?
Well, we have Petrie is the oldest professional arbor service here in Knoxville, Tennessee. We're actually located out in Louisville behind the airport. Mm-hmm. And professional arborists are specialists in tree care. And it's in Knoxville is no exception. Most people go outside and they look at their trees and they're growing and they're green and they assume everything is all right.
Sure.
But there really is quite a bit more to it than that.
And we actually have to have like a checkup on our trees?
We do. Folks call us all the time that are very proactive about that and ask us to look at the health of the tree and to see if there's any pruning necessary to assure its health. Oftentimes there's some problems with the tree and that's when we get the call. But if we get the call early enough, I would say the lion's share of the time we're capable of saving a tree.
Oh, see, that's huge. If you've had a tree in your home, on your property for years and years and years, chances are, if you didn't want it, you'd have taken it down long before now.
You're
and so you're
right.
Really on a mission to save that tree for whatever the reason, whether it's shade or, you know, sentimental value, it doesn't matter. Those things are really important to us for many reasons.
Yeah, Knoxville, Tennessee, we have a tremendous amount of just gorgeous old oaks and hickories and things like that. These are trees, some of them are hundreds of years old, and they are tremendous assets to the value of a property. Normally about 20%, so serious consideration needs to be loaned to that.
Yeah, and I learned that the hard way when I moved into my condo. It was a brand new condo, and I intentionally purchased one that backed up to a treed area, and a lot of my neighbors were really not happy because they didn't have any trees around them right away.
Right.
And so there really was value for me in having that tree.
Trees are very, very attractive and often the reason someone purchases.
Exactly. Well, and I got to pick which one I wanted, and I wanted the one that backed up to the trees.
Right, very good.
All right, so one of the other things that happens in today's outside living or outdoor living, which we do a lot of, is lighting.
Yes.
Lighting has hit a new level in the last few years.
It really has. So today's world is all about LED lighting.
Right.
And that stands for light emitting diode. A lot of folks don't know that.
Uh-huh.
LED lighting has really taken over in the industry. We come from a time when we used to use incandescents and we had to replace fuses and we were constantly tinkering with the systems. LED systems are no longer like that. They are a lot more expensive, there's no question. But an LED light that will fail within 90 days. If it doesn't,
really?
It won't fail for 20 years. They are just rated beyond belief. So,
and there's none of this, don't touch that, it'll burn you.
Well, their LEDs can have some heat to them.
Really?
You do have to watch that under certain circumstances.
Huh.
But the fixtures themselves are designed to quickly get rid of that heat.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the biggest thing about LEDs in today's market is that they are so secure in their performance. You can absolutely count on them. Where's the old incandescent systems? Again, you were constantly tinkering with them, fuses. Now it's all solid state. So it's really come a long way.
All right. And where, you know, I want to talk about placement.
Sure.
Of these, where do you typically put
lighting in the outdoor living situation?
Yeah, so a couple of things that I like to point out with this. So when it comes to lighting, less is more. A lot of people that...
In outdoor,
that's correct. That's, yeah.
That's
sorry.
A caveat, I gotta say, because...
Didn't want to step on your world
No,
there.
That's all right. In kitchens, I'm like, no.
Yeah. In outdoor lighting, we want to make sure that we're gently bathing, intimately washing the areas that you participate in outside so that you can enjoy your landscape.
Yeah.
It's not designed professionally to put you on display so that your neighbors are waving and saying hello at 9:30 in the evening.
Oh, so-and-so's reading his paper.
Absolutely. But you always want to light your pathways so that you can securely and safely walk about. And if there are areas that cause security concerns, you can do some lighting there. Oftentimes, people want a little more light by the garage doors.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly want a little more light by entryways. And certainly plenty of light up and down staircases.
656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your calls with Michael Martin and Petrie Lawn and Landscape. That's a mouthful. I just have to get used to all those words together with you. All right, let's talk about... LEDs. I like LEDs for so many reasons, and one of them is they don't attract bugs.
It's really interesting about LEDs.
It's such a great secret. I love this secret.
It is. We can also, LEDs are unique in that we have systems like the Edison systems now that Edison allows you to actually change the color of the light with your phone. So you can go out to...
There's an app for that.
You can go out to certain specimens that are out in your lawn, like blue spruce, and accentuate a blue light to those.
Really?
Yes, you really can. And it changes the way your landscaping looks. Now, again, we're not attempting to make your home look like a disco. That's not the idea.
Yeah.
But you can do some very tasteful things with these LED systems that have never been capable of before prior to these coming about.
Wow, this is exciting.
They are. They're intense.
And I know that if Petrie does it, and if Michael Martin has something to do with it, it's going to be done right. And it won't look like, there's a rainbow yard over there, unless that's what you had in mind.
Well, one of the things I like to share with clients, too, because they have a concern about making certain that they have enough light.
Mm-hmm.
And so just a simple response when I'm talking to folks is to say, listen, it's okay to add a light. When we're all done, if you feel as though we need one more somewhere to bring a sense of security or safety to you, that's an easy thing to fix.
Oh, cool.
But less is more. So let's start with a very subtle effect. And go from there.
Yeah, I love that. Let's talk about not all LED lighting is good lighting.
Yes,
we all learned that the hard way, right?
Unfortunately, there are still on the market, we have a lot of people that will come out. And what's really important to understand is that clients have invested a lot of money, even in these old systems, thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Big money.
And so, you talk to a consultant and you want to update your lighting system, and someone may come along and say, well, we can convert those old lights that you have to an LED without you having to buy the whole new LED. You do not want to do that.
Okay, why?
Well, first of all, the bulbs are knockoff bulbs. They do not have the life that the current LED technology offers. And so not only are they expensive, but they burn out. So now you're back to the built-in obsolescence that really upsets people. The second thing is that with heat emission, which is a big deal in LED lights, those fixtures that LED lights are in, they spent years developing those so that they would emanate heat away. So when you use these conversion LED lights, you're really not getting your money's worth, and you're in for a terrible disappointment. I'd really like to see them taken off the market, but unfortunately, we have folks out there that do offer those.
Well, that's why you're here, Michael.
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to dispel those myths. So recommended manufacturers.
Yeah, absolutely. We believe in cast lighting. We use it all the time.
CAST.
There's also some new systems out that are old, tested, tried, and proven, like Edison, that offer these new color change lights. So you want to stick with manufacturers that have outstanding warranties, stand behind their product, and that have a long history of excellent use. Mm-hmm. And both of these companies do the job of that.
Right, because you're going to invest in the whole outdoor living space.
Yes.
And if your lighting goes down or doesn't do what you want it to do, how disappointing is that?
Yeah, absolutely. Now you can't enjoy it.
Yeah.
And you know that when lighting goes bad, that that happens just before the party.
Well, you're going to enjoy the next segment, I'm telling you, because we're going to talk about water features. Oh my goodness. And spring is here. You're going to be so happy to hear all this great information from Michael Martin of Petrie Arbor Lawn and Landscape when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh. I'm when the sun is out.
On down to Hammer Stores this month for a store full of March bargains. The Beach Party Bargain Day sale continues with a host of all new spring things, plus several very special purchases offer money-saving opportunities. Save on a trailer load sale of Famous Brand outdoor lounge and chair cushions for pool or patio, priced at $9.95 to $19.95 at Hammer's. Check out a warehouse buyout of Ladies' Famous Label Spring Sportswear Separates from a popular mall specialty shop chain. Choose from many one-of-a-kind items at $6.88 each piece. The new spring faux silk flowers are in, and their prices are perfect. The new beach party items include ladies' swim separates at $4.88 each piece. New Famous Label swimwear priced $9.88 to $24.95. Save on a special buyout of popular brand sunglasses at $1.88 each. Other big deals include men's cargo shorts, Famous Brand golf shirts, fishing shirts and shorts, pocket tees, and more. This is one of the best spring sales in the 76 years of Hammer Stores, Halls, Clinton, Sevierville, and New Tazewell.
Hello, my name is Jeff Lawrence, worship pastor at First Baptist Concord in Farragut, Tennessee. I would like to invite you to join Concord Worship for a live CD and DVD recording of our latest project titled Wonderful Grace. We'll feature new modern versions of worship hymns. So come, be our guest on Saturday, March 3rd at 6:30 p.m. or Sunday, March 4th at 9 and 10:45 a.m. For more information, visit our website at fbconcord.org.
Hey, it's David from The Phil Show. I want to tell you about my dentist, Dr. Donnie Dean at Dean Cosmetic Dentistry. They provide CEREC one-visit crown technology. This state-of-the-art system allows them to produce beautiful, durable crowns in one appointment. Dr. Dean's patient, William J., said, "I'm at an age where crowns seem to be the normal thing as my teeth aren't quite like they used to be. I can tell you how happy I am to have a one-visit crown. It's perfect. I highly recommend it." Visit DeanCosmeticDentistry.com or call 539-1119.
Enjoy this beautiful weekend with lots of sunshine across the board. We'll see a high temperature of 54 degrees on your Saturday. Saturday night, look for starry skies, patchy frost, and a low temperature of 29 degrees. For your Sunday, expect another sunny day with a high of 57. On Monday, up to 60 degrees with partly sunny skies. For the local Lake Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Petrie Arbor Lawn and Landscape. Been in business for how long, Michael?
18 years.
Wow. You can find them on Air Base Road, but you don't even really need to find them. All you need to do is call. And, Michael, can I give out your cell number? Is that what you want me to use?
You can use the main number. That'd
okay.
be fine.
All right. The number for the office is 980-1820. 980-1820.
You bet.
And just as you describe what you're calling about, then they'll direct your call.
Absolutely.
And Michael Martin is who is here live in the studio with me. I'm so glad to have you.
Thank you.
It's so fun to talk outdoor living space with you.
Yes, it is.
I swear, I think you could be a living outside all the time.
That would work for me.
I know.
Very well.
I've known you for a few years, and you are always talking about everything outside. And I, you know, that's part of the reason I do remodeling, because I love to be outside as well. I went on several as a volunteer for youth groups.
Right.
And we'd go for a week or two, and I realized how much I missed not being outside when I got back.
Oh, yeah.
And
when the weather's nice, I'm all about being outside.
I got to do something about this. And so, sure enough, 1998, I jumped into a business with my dad, and here we are. But now I'm outside as much as I can be, and I love it. All right. One of the things that, in fact, yesterday I was at a home in Oak Ridge that was just so cool. It was built in the 80s, but it was almost like a mid-century modern design with a big angle, low pitch, but sweeping, broad ranchers with lots of glass.
Very nice.
And I didn't notice when I came up the hill, because I was so excited about getting up to this hill to see what I could see, that on the way out, I noticed a water feature.
Oh, right.
And it was pretty, very pretty. And it was right up against the house, which did surprise me a little bit, I have to tell you. I kind of go, oh, I don't know about that. So what's going on with water features?
Well, the first thing I would tell you is whenever you're going to do a water feature, I would keep it close. Now, you talk about that.
Really?
Yes. You talk about
that
being...
Keep it close to the house?
Keep it close to the house.
This is a good tip.
Water features are a very intimate experience. There's no threat when properly constructed that they're close to the house for water causing any kind of damage. But a water feature, in order to have the intimate experience it's designed to be, you really want them close. So you're not traveling far. They're right outside your door.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, the construction experience of a water feature, I make sure that the client brings their pond and their waterfalls very, very close, right up to their patio. We call that effect peering because it's...
Peering?
P-I-E-R,
peering.
Peering.
Okay.
Because as human beings, we feel as though we're sitting on a pier. Our mental picture is that we're out over water.
I love that.
We are very, very comforted by it. And the sounds of water are very seductive to the human mind.
Absolutely.
Absolutely calming. We have, believe it or not, many clients every year who come to us who have been referred to us by their doctor. Who tells them you need a stress reliever, and I highly recommend you get a water feature.
Well, and we're so attracted to water, because I actually rolled down my window to hear the water feature yesterday.
There you go.
As I was leaving, and I'm sure they wondered, what is she doing stopping? But I couldn't resist it.
Oh, they didn't wonder at all. They knew exactly what you were doing.
It was awesome. It really was. So there's a lot of meaning to water feature.
There is.
Let's talk about that. What does, when you say water feature, what does that mean?
So here's a really interesting anecdotal story I'll share
with you. Okay, good. I love stories.
Years ago, I had a client and I was having a long talk with them, and they explained to me very, very emotionally, they were all about having a water feature. Well, that evokes in my mind a certain picture.
Sure.
So I'm explaining to them about streams and waterfalls and ponds and koi and lilies. Mm-hmm. And they finally looked at me and said, you know, Mike, we were thinking about a fountain. And so I've learned over the years that when someone says water feature, one of the key things that you need to slow down and do is find out what that means to them.
To them.
What we love about water features are, first of all, the visual experience.
Yeah.
The second experience is the sound. Because it is so soothing.
Mm-hmm.
But you can actually have both of those things without a pond, without lilies, without fish. And so you really need to have an intimate conversation with your client about what it is that they're perceiving as a water feature, and then move in that direction to help them achieve that.
All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. You want to call us if you've got a question about water features, because the expert is in the house. And I love this conversation. I've been looking forward to this all week. When I saw that you were coming on, I thought, I know what we're going to talk about. All right. The one thing that I think about in, I live in a condo because I don't have time to do a lot of maintenance.
Sure. Okay?
I don't want to. I'm too busy living life and doing my business with people that are just fun to be around.
Absolutely.
So I don't really want to do a lot of maintenance.
Right.
And when I think about water feature, I think, oh, how much is this going to take? How much time is this going to take?
Yeah, and I think, you know, in my experience, most clients have that question.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if they want streams and waterfalls with the pond and the koi fish and the lily pads. Even those folks who are deeply and passionate about those and love being around them,
mm-hmm.
they're still concerned about how much maintenance. So when you talk about that kind of water feature, where you do have waterfalls and a pond and there are fish and lilies and plants that you're taking care of, something like that really is going to require a couple hours a week to keep it tip-top.
Really? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you really don't, you want to keep your folks really aware of what's involved in that. Now, most people that want that kind of waterfall, they have no problem.
They want to be out there anyway.
They want to be in it. There's no question.
I want to hear it. Yeah.
But for the busy professional like you and so many other people who still want that calming effect, that sound, and that visual, you can do things like boulder bubblers or fountains or other things that offer all the seduction that the big ponds have, and the maintenance amounts to a half a cup of bleach every 2 weeks. I think most of us can find time for that.
Yeah, I can manage that. Wow, this is great. So you design not only around the space, but around the lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Of the user.
Critical point right there.
Wow.
You really need to be well attuned to what your clients are doing for a living, mm-hmm. and how they want to spend the time that they have at home, which is mm-hmm. often very, very limited, and they don't want it filled with maintenance. You're exactly right.
All right. So when I think about a water feature, and I think about, I remember I built an arbor, a pergola, I'll call it that, for a gentleman on the water in Tellico Village, and just a great family, really dearly enjoyed these people. And he was a gardener. He was right. always outside. I never knocked on his door. I just went around the back because sure. I knew he was out doing something. And so I came up on him, and he was planting water plants.
Right.
I said, how do you plant them? He said, well, I position them, really, is what I do. And it was gorgeous. And he had things blooming in his water all the time. I don't know how he did that.
Yeah, water feature plants are really interesting in that, number one, they grow between 10 and 15 times the standard rate of anything on land. So they're very, very fast growers.
I agree with that. I couldn't believe the changes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The one thing that I see so many folks do that do ponds on their own is they actually put their water plants in their pond and they leave them in pots. You don't want to do that.
Mm.
You absolutely just want to wedge them between rocks and let the roots of the plant feed on the water. That's how you reduce nutrients, and that keeps your water crystal clear.
Ah, and he was talking about that. He had his position, and so what he was doing when he said he was planting was anchoring the pot. The
absolutely.
Plant.
That's
okay,
right.
Okay. Well, it was fun, and the koi loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Now, when I think about winter, we're just coming out of winter, so I want to talk about how much the plants and the koi can stand over our winter here in Tennessee.
Yeah, and I think that's really a good point to make with a lot of folks that might be listening to your mm-hmm. show right now. So as long as your pond has at least 2 feet of depth, koi can winter over here just fine.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
that's
I love
all
it.
It takes. You've got
2 feet.
2 feet of depth will okay. absolutely make sure that the koi, with our winters here. Now, if you get into more cold winters up north around the Chicago area, you need a few feet. But down here, 2 feet's fine.
Well, our frost line is, what, 12 inches?
That's exactly
so that
right.
makes sense that
yeah.
they have still a foot of really cold water, but they were created for that,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. They're just fine. It causes no harm to the fish and causes no stress and no
what
ill
about
health
the plants?
The plants have no problem at all overwintering here.
Really?
You know, water plants can freeze solid in water, and they're still going to be fine. They're pretty tough stuff.
So is that what's feeding the koi over the winter?
No, koi don't eat through the winter. They actually go into semi-hibernation.
Wow.
And that's a really good point, too. You know, in the spring, when the ponds begin to wake up and the koi are beginning to move around right now, they act and will come over and feed. Don't do that. Your koi are still in semi-hibernation. Their digestive system is not prepared to accept food yet, and you can actually kill your fish by feeding them right now.
Oh.
You've got to wait until your water temperature is 55 degrees and stays there or above.
Really?
Oh,
for,
yes.
for a 24, 48-hour period?
Absolutely. Extended
wow.
periods of time. You
okay.
don't want to feed your fish this time of year,
wow,
even though they'll eat.
That's a really good point. That's a huge point. And if you, I mean, koi get big, right? You've got an investment there. You're enjoying the size of these fish.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to be careful what you're doing and how you're doing it.
Very, very careful. Koi become like another family member.
Yeah.
I know that sounds strange.
No,
but
they're huge and they're beautiful.
They're absolutely beautiful. I've shared with people, I so enjoy the conversation with a new pond owner. They've never had one. And I will share with them things that are going to happen once they own a pond.
Okay.
And I talk about the koi coming over like a dog and following them around the pond.
Oh, and they do that.
And
that's
spitting
so
water at them when you refuse to play with them. And
really?
They just look at me like I'm from Mars. But I always get calls a couple months later and they say, you know what, Mike, you were right. We didn't
right.
believe that, but you were right.
So the koi are going to follow you just like Nemo, my new puppy, follows me around.
Indeed they do.
That's,
you can actually stand in a pond or sit down and do a little wading, and the koi will move all around your feet and come up and eat out of your hands and everything else. They're extraordinary.
Wow, That's cool. I didn't know that. All right. So we talked about 55 degree water temperature consistently before you start feeding the koi. What about the winter? I don't need to do anything?
No, there's absolutely no feeding to be done whatsoever through the wintertime. Koi simply go into a semi-hibernative state. They go down to the bottom of the pond. Now, they do grow, believe it or not, on their own fat reserves.
Really?
So in the spring, they're a couple inches bigger, and you're wondering how that happened.
How that happened.
Yeah, but they do not eat it all through the winter. They just sit quietly on the bottom of the pond.
Fascinating. All right, so what about the bubblers and the waterfall? Does that still continue during the winter, or do I have to turn that off?
Yeah, a lot of folks ask me that, and I'll tell you, I really enjoy a running pond in the wintertime, so it's really necessary that you always aerate for the benefit of the fish.
Okay.
But I like to keep the waterfalls on. I think that waterfalls done when we get these nice freezing temperatures, and they go down for about 8 hours, you get beautiful icicle configurations.
Yes.
I think they're gorgeous.
So it doesn't hurt the landscape, the way it's set up.
Not at all.
Doesn't hurt the pump.
Nope, doesn't hurt any of that. The one caution I would offer is we had a couple of runs this winter, record cold runs.
Yeah.
And when you get enough water freezing, that's taking water out of the pond. So you have to watch how much frozen water is stacking up in stalactites and stalagmites on those structures, because you can actually lower your pond significantly.
Okay, so then the koi would be affected if you had
they
koi.
Would. Absolutely.
Right. What if I didn't have a pond, if I just had a waterfall that was constantly recirculating? Is it dangerous burning out the pump?
Yeah, you have to watch that.
Okay.
Again, you got to make sure that pump's underwater, and I think that's a really good point, Dawn. You know, it's when you have these small fountains or boulder bubblers, very, very easy to stack that all into ice on top and burn your pump up.
Okay.
Yep.
So if I'm running a pump year-round and I do a good job of maintaining the water in there, even if it's freezing, how long can I expect that pump to last?
On average, about 5 years.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I've seen them burn out in one, and the manufacturers go back to research and development to find out why, and I've seen them last 9 years. No one can explain that one either. So, but on average, you'll get about 5 years out of a pump.
All right, so does Petrie... I'm sure you do this, but I just want to ask this question.
Sure.
Do you place these pumps in places that we can maintain them and take care of them?
Boy, what a great point. You know,
it's a big deal.
Yeah, it really is. You have to. So first of all, you want to make sure you don't see any of that. A professionally built pond, there's none of that is visible.
Okay.
But easily accessible. Those are key words. You absolutely have to be able to get at these things to take care of them if you need to.
Yeah, exactly. Well... I get excited about this stuff because it's so good for your soul. It's so good for your heart, for your stress level, for your family.
It really
is.
You
know, these are things that are, they're life-changing. They can be. Man, I'll tell you, it changed my day when I heard that waterfall going.
Absolutely.
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your final calls with Michael Martin from Petrie Arbor Lawn and Landscape when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
We can help you stay safe, but also warm and cozy this winter. Hi, this is Scott Brokamp with His Security. Our smart home security systems powered by Alarm.com offer a thermostat that actually knows when you're home, so it's more efficient. Remote access, scheduling, low temperature alerts, automatic adjustments for cold rooms, and open doors. Technology can make life easier, warmer, and more secure. Call 474-9495 or hissecurity.net. His Security, in God we trust, all others we monitor. Tennessee license number 1545.
Hi, Dawn Steimer here, Master Remodelers and host of Around the House on News Talk. If you're looking for an organized company to build your masterpiece, whether it's a kitchen, bath, or addition, call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416. Quote, I wouldn't change a thing, end quote. If you're considering a new kitchen, bath, addition, or combination thereof, our designs and building systems will guide you from design to completion. Our shopping service and attention to detail will make the process painless. Master Remodelers, 458-0416.
Looking for some great family fun? Check out the 2018 Smoky Mountain Opry. It's the area's largest musical variety show featuring a journey through the music of your life. From high-energy country to rock and roll, big band, gospel, movie greats, and Broadway favorites. Marvel at the Smoky Mountain Opry special effects, laser lights, pyro, giant video screens, dazzling costumes, and high-flying musicians. 8 o'clock show nightly during March. For a full schedule, visit SmokyMountainOpry.com. Looking for even more family fun? It's Feud and Feast Family fun at the Hatfield and McCoy Dinner Show. Whether you're city folk or country cousins, you'll love the singing and dancing, mighty feats of strength, jaw-dropping stunts, and side-splitting comedy with an all-you-can-eat feast. Shows nightly during the month of March. For a full schedule, visit HatfieldMcCoyDinnerFeud.com. This Friday morning at 9, go online to Newstalk987.com to catch sweet deals to Smoky Mountain Opry and Hatfield and McCoy Dinner Shows. Grab one or grab both, but don't miss these great deals going live Friday morning at 9.
The Tennessee Balls are kind of a big deal around here. We got you covered with daily sports reports and the Ball Report on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Be careful on 40. There's a little bit of construction going on eastbound and westbound, so add a little time if you've got to go through the city, basically. I think they're trying to repair some of those potholes. Bridges. Ah, that's right. Bridges. Anyway, we got to have this done. It's got to be done. And so it's on the weekends. So give yourself a few minutes. It's not bad. It's not that bad, but it does require a little bit of extra time, even at 5:30 in the morning. Right. But that's all right. All right. Gosh. Well, we've talked about doing this in phases, right?
You bet.
So we've done the landscape phase.
Yes.
We've done the lighting.
Right.
We've done the water feature phase.
Right.
And now I'm ready for some pavers or some hardscapes, right?
Time for some hardscapes.
Okay. So let's talk about what makes a quality hardscape.
This is a conversation. When I leave here today, excuse me, I'm actually going to see some folks over in Clinton.
Okay.
And they have a large hardscape project that they met with me down at Dogwood Art Show, and just I loved them to death. And, but they said something. They said they just couldn't get the response they were looking for to see to their project. So going over to see them this morning. And when it comes to hardscapes, the one fact that I love to share with everyone is what makes them last forever is what you don't see.
Oh.
What's on top, the paver, the top of the seat walls, all of that really isn't what makes them last forever. It's all of the work that's done on the footer, the compaction of the footer, or the pouring of the concrete. It's what that hardscape sits on that you don't see that makes that thing last for the next 50 years.
It's all in the prep.
Absolutely.
I say that almost every week. It's all in the prep. It really is. And
yeah,
that is, you know, and okay, so I'm going to talk about this from a woman's perspective. I'm interested in how pretty it's going to look when it's done, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sure.
But as a contractor, I know, and that's what I think I bring to the women in the construction world, is I know you better have the right prep. You better have the right person setting that plumbing, setting that electrical, making
it's
sure
everything.
That sheetrock is finished. And if, in your case, it's concrete, it's compaction. You know, it's everything has to be done right, or in a few years, not 6 months, but a few years.
Yeah.
Can be, some maybe sooner, but you're going to have trouble. And then all that money and time and effort you spent is going to make you mad because you can't do what you want to do out there.
Yeah, it's always a bit difficult when you go and visit someone who has a failed hardscape because that work underground wasn't done correctly. And by the way, ladies make 96% of the decision
making. Yes, they do.
In this business.
Yes,
and so we
do.
Pay close attention to the icing that they want on the cake.
Of course.
But we pay closer attention to the way we make that cake, so that icing is standing tall for the next 50 years.
I've seen cakes fall over. No different than a hardscape. Now, you
Absolutely.
Talked about a seat wall. A seat
yeah.
wall. What is a seat wall?
Seat walls are getting to be really, really big
in idea.
Today's outdoor activity. So you have a nice patio, perhaps a fire pit on it, and seat walls are 16-inch high walls that literally provide a seat for folks to sit around, so you're not adding furniture.
Love
you know, furniture
that.
Takes away space.
Yeah.
And so when you do really creative seat walls, you know, we like a lot of our seat walls at Petrie, we like to build them with backs on them instead of just a flat seat. And so it actually is almost like a running length of chair.
Like a bench.
It, absolutely.
Cool.
And people, it just takes a patio that might hold 12 people can now comfortably hold 20.
Wow.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
And then you could, you know, I think of hardscapes, they're hard. They're just hard. They're rock.
Right.
Okay. But to soften them,
yeah, there's a couple of ways to go about that. So number one, you want to soften things visually. And the way to do that with a hardscape is get some nice perennial plantings around these
things. Oh, there you go.
Some beautiful flowers, some nice shrubs.
Do you leave space for that?
Yeah, it's absolutely a paramount part of the design. A second thing I'd recommend, too, and it's perfectly acceptable in the social setting when you have company over, go buy some cushions.
you can get them anywhere.
Yeah, stone is hard, and it's beautiful, and we love hardscapes. We make a comfortable for your guests when they come over. Add some pillows, bring some cushions out. There are a couple of garden centers here in town, and I don't want to do a plug here, but you can go to them and tell them what the length and width is on your seat walls and things like that, and they'll actually, at a very nice price, create a nice cushion for you that fits it. Sure, and
that's
you don't have to put it out all the time, but you can put it out when you know you have guests coming over, and it just makes the experience a lot softer than sitting on a
rock. Absolutely. Your guests more comfortable. They're going to stay. The conversation will be better.
Right.
You know, there's so many reasons for that.
Yes.
So, you know, I've got the water feature, and that's kind of close, but I think about that hardscape, and if I put that way out in my yard, you know, somehow I just don't make it out there as much, right?
Well, you know, we have a lot of lakefront here in East Tennessee, and every year I do many, many projects for folks who live on the lake. And oftentimes the lake shore is 150 feet away.
Yeah.
And they will ask me about putting a hardscape like a patio down by the lake and a fire pit and a grilling area and all these different things. And the first conversation I have is, why don't you consider having those things closer to the house? No, we want those by the lake. And what I've learned over time is that when you're taking food and beverages and all the rest of that, you need a Kubota or a Gator to get all that down to the lake.
It's
and it
true.
Becomes an expedition. And unfortunately, oftentimes, people don't use that as much as they think they would.
See, that's the thing.
Right.
It's accessibility.
Yes.
Because when I'm not working, I don't want to be working. I don't,
right.
You know, if I'm entertaining, I need to have it to a point where I can enjoy my company.
Yeah, you don't want to have to cover a great distance to go to these places. They're yours, and the closer they are, the more intimate they are, and the more you'll use them, undoubtedly.
Exactly. And so the hardscape and the water feature could be put in together at the same time.
You bet. And, you know, here's another interesting thought. Water features are intimate when you are beside them.
Yes.
A lake, in order to be intimate with a lake, you really need to get in it.
In it. Oh.
Go out on a boat, go out on a jet ski, do this, that, and the other. A water feature is different. It's right next to you on the patio. You can drop your hand down on the water, feed your fish. You're right there. So two different experiences. But yes, we absolutely like to keep all these things as close to the home as we possibly can.
Wow. Well, if you haven't heard something really exciting about spring this show, then I would say you might want to listen again. Go to Newstalk987.com, weekend shows, and click on the podcast that will be up here in an hour or two for your convenience. Right now, I want to give you Michael Martin's information. Thank you for being here, Michael.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Petrie Arbor Lawn and Landscape, located on Air Base Road. You can call 980-1820, 980-1820, 17 years. 17 years. Wow.
Yes.
Awesome. This, you know, I love this show because there are industry experts out there that are in your backyard and you just didn't know it because they're not on Kingston Pike, right? But Petrie is definitely a leader in their field. Update on Nemo. He's 1 week into my home and he's doing fine. He's a good boy, just a great boy. You'll see some posts on my Facebook page. I hope to hear from you next week. We're going to have more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
When everything was new, when we would have some- next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
So, you've got a smartphone. Want to make it even smarter? Then you need to download the News Talk 987 mobile app.
Powered by Computer Depot.
Listen live to all your favorite shows, including Phil, Rush, Hal, and Hannity. Or enjoy your favorite shows on demand when it fits your schedule.
Making you and your phone smarter every day.
Download the News Talk 987 mobile app. News Talk 987 WOKI.
Flavorful food that's healthy too, that's what you get when you cook on the Big Green Egg. Hi, this is Jim Sharp with Hearth and Patio. If you want the ultimate cooking experience, a Big Green Egg is the grill for you. It's a grill, a smoker, and an oven all in one. And you can cook literally any food on it year-round, from appetizers to entrees to desserts. With 7 sizes to choose from, the experts at Hearth and Patio can help you select the right one for your needs. The Big Green Egg is fast lighting. It's ready to cook in 10 minutes. The Big Green Egg uses natural charcoal with no lighter fluid, and the unburned charcoal can be reused. Hearth and Patio also carries a full line of accessories, including cookbooks to pizza stones. Come into Hearth and Patio today and learn more about the most versatile cooking device ever. And don't forget, Hearth and Patio is the place to go for patio furniture, outdoor fire pits, and a custom-designed kitchen. Hearth and Patio, serving Knoxville for over 30 years, located in West Knoxville, next to Home Depot.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1225. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1225. That's 800-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee.